Chapter 13, The Cure. After the pivotal conversation between Joe, Carl, and Anthony, the subsequent years became a vortex of innovation and relentless research. Anthony's collaboration with the Rochester Institute of Technology, RIT, crystallized into a synergy that the world had rarely seen. They undertook groundbreaking experiments, trials, and constant refinements. The broader oncological community waited in intense anticipation as every update from Anthony's lab hinted at the dawning of a new era in cancer treatment. Joe and Carl, bearing the weight of their shared history and the unpredictability of fate, found immense pride in their lineage. It was a poetic equilibrium. They had been saved by the intangible mysteries of fate during the war, and now their grandson was on the brink of possibly saving countless lives through the precise and tangible advances of science. As Anthony's work continued to gain momentum, he wasn't just innovating, he was pioneering. His method, deeply rooted in nuclear imaging, was as revolutionary in its conceptualization as it was in its transformative results. The world watched, and it seemed at every step that history was being made. The laboratory at RIT was a futuristic haven. Machines with advanced capabilities whirred, screens flashed with intricate data streams, and amidst it all, researchers moved with a purposeful zeal. The heart of this bustling activity was Anthony's magnum opus, the integration of newly discovered nanotechnology, the prowess of a thing called artificial intelligence, and the precision of programmable nanobots, all a decade before its time, united in a singular mission: to detect and decimate cancer before it could manifest its malignant intent. One evening, as twilight bathed the RIT campus in hues of orange and gold, Anthony called for a meeting of his core researchers. Among them were the best in their respective fields: Dr. Laura Benton, the prodigious nanotechnologist; Raj Mehta, whose expertise in computer-based artificial intelligence was unparalleled; and Dr. Wei Liu, who had dedicated over a decade to decoding the enigma of cancer cell replication. "Ladies and gentlemen," Anthony began with the earnestness that had become synonymous with him, "we are on the precipice of rewriting medical history. Our path is laden with challenges, but our goal is clear." With a swift gesture, he brought up a holographic display of the nanobot's blueprint. Dr. Laura, always meticulous in her approach, elucidated, "These nanobots are a marvel. Their miniaturized design allows them to breach cell membranes and target any deviations within." Raj, leaning forward, added, "Our AI system is trained to identify the slightest indication of a cell undergoing malignant transformation. With this, we might be able to relegate cancer to the annals of history." Dr. Liu, always one to emphasize biology, reminded them, "Remember, cancerous cells have a devious replication mechanism. But if we can intervene early, halt it before it begins, then we're truly onto something unprecedented." Anthony's vision was far-reaching. "I want us to look beyond just treatment. Imagine a future where cancer becomes a relic of the past, because our children have these nanobots in their system, safeguarding them from within." The subsequent weeks were a blur of simulations, prototypes, and adjustments. One particular challenge almost halted their progress. The AI, while adept at identifying mutating cells, lagged in its response. Raj voiced his concern, "A millisecond delay might seem trivial, but in our line of work, it's a lifetime." A solution emerged from Laura's insight. Why not make the nanobots proactive? By assessing the cellular environment, they could preemptively predict mutations. This was a turning point. Trials evolved into triumphs. Dr. Liu, in one of their daily briefings, presented a result that left them all astounded. "Our nanobots now predict cellular anomalies with a 99.7% accuracy rate." The sense of accomplishment was palpable. With every breakthrough, they felt they were one step closer to eradicating one of humanity's oldest adversaries. Laura mused, "We're not merely pushing the boundaries of medicine. We are laying the foundation for a new world." Reflecting on his ancestral tales of valor, survival, and resilience, Anthony felt the weight and privilege of his legacy. "Our forefathers' tales of warfare have led us to this legacy of healing. Yet, this is just the prologue of our story. When their research culminated in the production of the nanobots at an industrial scale, the global response was overwhelming. Clinics and hospitals were inundated with eager parents, all clamoring for the inoculation that promised a cancer-free life for their children. As months turned into years, the impact was evident. Cancer, once a looming specter, saw a dramatic decline. Anthony and his team, having married the intricacies of science with a vision for humanity, were celebrated as torchbearers of a new age. Their achievement wasn't just a medical marvel, it was a testament to human spirit and ingenuity.